The first problem is I don't have a television, which makes watching the World Cup a challenge. I can watch them on my iPhone in Spanish. There's an app for that. But football should be watched in a cheering group, not in a small screen. I opted for the Westmark, which was open for both breakfast and football, and found myself at a convivial table, even though there was a bona fide German sitting right there.
Martina Kurzer, I am German and I am American. This is the best game ever. I cannot lose. It's true.
This is not the way I'm used to watching football in Serbia, where I lived for several years. Looking around, I realized I was the only guy at the table. In Serbia, football is a man's sport. One female sports journalist I work with told me she was often the only woman in the stands. I asked Martina if she had been a football fan when she lived in Germany.
Of course, I'm German. That's tradition. That's like being a baseball fan here.
I told her in Serbia she would stand out as a football fan.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, I tell you a story. My grandmother did not answer a telephone or the door when there was football or soccer on TV. So it goes back many generations.
The U.S. team would advance in the tournament if it tied or won. At the end of the first half, the score was tied. However, in the second half, Germany scored. The crowd at the Westmark was not like a crowd in Serbia. There were no loud demonstrations of frustration or anger, but rather a calm analysis and even appreciation of the German goal. Near the end of the game, it looked briefly like the U.S. would tie and assure itself a berth in the playoffs, but... Close, but no goal. In the end, the U.S. lost, but still advanced to the next stage because Portugal beat Ghana by one goal in a game that ended seconds after the U.S.-Germany match. Technically, the U.S. and Portugal were tied in their groups, but the U.S. advanced because Portugal had more goals scored against it than had the United States. Do you get that? Soccer playoffs are more confusing than U.S. baseball's wild card. But Martina left the venue happy. She said, I think it's great. Both teams advance. It's so perfect. In the next stage of the cup, however, there's no second chance. The round of 16 is a single elimination tournament. I hope the U.S. men and our new love of international football survive. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.